Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Oh yes, it's a wonderful privilege to come back to you today. What a joy it is that you and I can sit together, can walk together through the Word of God. I would like you to read with me, if you have your Bibles, for those of you who are in your living room and you have your Bibles handy. You can turn with me to Luke chapter 14 and verse 11. Jesus made it very clear. He says, "Listen, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted." Oh, may the Lord open into every heart, into every life, His Word, His will, His Spirit of truth, that each person may be able to understand and to trust Him for humility. Today, I want to talk a little bit about humility. You see, beloved, you and I, when we became born of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit begins to work in our lives, and the Holy Spirit begins to carve us a new image. And oh, isn't it wonderful that the Holy Spirit begins to remold us? There is a beautiful song that says that, you know, God is the potter and we are His clay. And it is so wonderful to know today that we can trust Him. I don't know how your life is. Maybe your life is in disarray. Maybe your life is falling apart and it seems as though things are not working out the way they should, but you need to trust God. God knows what you're going through. He knows how badly you are hurting. God knows all the things that happened in your life. You do not need to give up. Jesus made it very clear. We need to humble ourselves. When we humble ourselves and we realize that Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, He is the great I Am. He is the God who watches over His children. He is the God of Israel. He is the great I Am. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the one who provides for all our needs. Oh, there are times that we're going through. And I know that right now, in this present age, we are at a crossroads, beloved. We are the crossroads of time. Oh, the crossroads of time is heading to nowhere. There are devastations everywhere. When we look around the nations of the world, the economies are not doing good. Haven't you seen the news and heard that many of the greatest minds of today, they are baffled, they don't have the answer. Oh, the G7 nations and world leaders have been meeting behind closed doors, hoping to come up with a solution for the world's problem. But I want you to know our world is bursting out with more than any leader could ever handle. There are crises in every life, crises in every nation. Oh, before long, our world is going to blossom into 9 billion people. We are already crossing the threshold of 7 billion. Can you imagine that? There it is. Oh, United Nations have already declared that the world is booming way too fast. The population of the world is overflowing at an alarming rate. Soon there will not be enough food. Just the other day I was listening to one of the world's greatest minds in our day and time. The Economist, he made it very clear. In the United States, they made it clear, they said, even the president of the World Bank, he said, by the year 2015, not too far from now, another 3 to 4 years, our world's population is going to have a collision of 15 billion or more. Can you imagine that there is not enough food to feed this vast outburst of people? I want you you to know that Jesus Christ, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows our needs. He will protect. He will provide. When we look around and see wars and rumors of wars and all the things that are happening around us, oh, the Bible tells us, let our hearts do not be troubled. We need to look up. Our Redemptor, He is drawing nigh. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, before He comes, there shall be earthquakes in many unpredictable places. Places that had least earthquakes in times past. Today, it is unpredictable. Oh, today they're calling it, the global warming, the changes that are taking place in climatical conditions everywhere. They're all pointing to the coming of Christ. Jesus has already told us before He went to heaven that before He returns, these things shall happen. He says there are going to be a lot of things. He says nations will turn against nations, families against families, household against household, children against parents. And we are seeing a great war taking place. And the Bible also declares that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many are going to wax cold. Oh, we need to pray that we do not give in to sin and the seed of sin. When the seed of sin takes root, when the roots begin to sprout, we need to realize our love for God is going to go cold. Our love for one another is going to go cold. And so Jesus made it very clear here in Luke chapter 14 and verse 11. That whosoever exalts himself, whosoever thinks he's somebody, deep down I want you to know that none of us are anyone, but we are just God's creation. He made us in His likeness and in His image. And our dependency, the human race, need to depend on God. Our very survival depend on God. It is so heartbreaking today when we look across the border into the United States and right home here in Canada and around in many parts of the world. Laws are changing to outlaw the reading of God's Word. Prayers are no longer encouraged in many schools. We are seeing an outburst of many radicals and many, many situations in schools today. Ungodliness are rising on every front, and we need to realize that this is the hour that Jesus spoke about, that many people are exalting themselves. Educations are exalting themselves. Educators are exalting themselves. Governments are exalting themselves. Politicians are saying, we have the answer. But I want you to know, beloved, that God has the answer to every problem of this human race. You and I as individuals, God has the answer to every burden, to every pain, to everything we had gone through, every bad experience in our lives. God has the reason. He knows why. And we need to love Him. Jesus says, he that exalts himself shall be brought low, but he that humbles himself will be exalted. What does that mean? Someone may ask. Today, what does it mean to be exalted? It means that God is going to lift you up. He is going to nurture you. He is going to fill you with His love. He is going to put His presence in your situation. He is going to put His presence in your life. He is going to fill you with the ability of His power. You will be able to walk in accordance to His will. God wants us to be humble. We need to humble ourselves and pray. Oh, the Bible declares, that if we should humble ourselves and seek the face of God and turn from our wicked ways, then He will hear from heaven. Then He will forgive our sins. Then He will heal the lands and He will restore us unto Himself. And I want you to know today, dear listener, situations will not get any better, but they will get worse as the closing hour is approaching. The question here today is, do you really truly know Christ as your Savior? Do you know God? I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not talking about reading your Bibles. I'm not talking about being a wonderful husband or wife or child. I'm talking about having a relationship with God. God is calling us today to live a life of humility. All the achievements that we have made in our lives, we must attribute our success to the glory of God. Beloved, we need to remember that our lives are because of Him. Paul says, in Him we live and we move and we have our existence. We have our being. Without God, we cannot do anything. We need to humble ourselves. Some people, they exalt themselves. The Bible talks about such an exaltation. Oh, there was a man who once he had many lands and properties, and he sown and he seen a great harvest. He said to himself, these are all mine. I will break down my small barn. I am going to increase and I am going to establish more businesses. And he never once acknowledged God. He said to himself, I'm going to eat and I'm going to relax. I'm going to go on all the cruises and all the vacations and I'm going to have a grand time. I'm going to live for me. I'm going to enjoy my money's worth. And that very night, God said to him, thou fool, thy soul is required of thee. And to whom shall all these things be? And I want you to know, beloved, that if we might have all the world and all its achievements, and we might deem to be successful, and we do not know God for ourselves, we are a pauper, and heaven may never be our home. You and I need to come to that place in our lives where we can submit to God, and we can serve Him. There is no crime. There is nothing wrong in being successful. God would like us to prosper. He would like us to be successful, but we must never forget the law of God. God had already told the children of Israel when they left the land of bondage and they came across the river of Jordan. God says, do not let my words depart from your mouth nor your hearts, but serve me and remember me and teach me and my ways unto your children and children's children unto all generations. But Israel, for some reason, they began to boast and brag on their achievements, and God taught them a great lesson, but there is still mercy and compassion for them. Today there is compassion for you and I. You might be broken. You might be down on your knees or flat on your face. It seems as though some of you had lost many things in your life. You had lost friends, families, businesses, and everything. But despite it all, do not be bitter against God. Do not be bitter against those who oppress you. You just humble yourself, and God is going to fight for you. The battle is the Lord's. The battle doesn't belong to you and I. The victory is ours, but a battle, every situation is God's. I would like to pray with you today, and I would like you to invite Christ into your life. I would like you to bow your hearts if you can and say, Jesus, help me. God bless you, and hope to hear from you again. See you next time in one of our miracle services. Until then, you have a great day with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.